Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It's so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. Today we're reading from Proverbs chapters 14 and 15 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, just giving you thanks, oh God, and giving you praise, Lord God, giving you honor, giving you glory. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you because we recognize you as the true and the living God, our mighty creator, oh, the one who gives us strength, our provider, our help in the time of trouble. You are our Lord and our God. You are the one who makes provision for us, the healer, amen, of our souls, the one who is the author and the finisher of our faith, the pioneer and the perfecter of our souls. We give you glory, O God, this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we give you glory, we give you praise, and we honor you with everything we have within us. Lord God, we present ourselves before you this morning, asking, oh, God, that you forgive us sins of omission and commission. Wash us, Lord God, from the top of our heads unto the soles of our feet, that we be clean as we are in your presence today. Coming before you, Lord God, because your word says that if we would draw nigh unto you, that you would draw nigh to us. Here we are, oh God, here we are, standing in your presence, Lord God, needing more and more of you, needing to understand what your will and your way is, oh God, needing redirection, Lord God, needing reassurance, Lord, needing restoration, needing regeneration, needing revival, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, bless your people today, Lord. Bless your people today. Oh, Lord, as we go forth into the word, Lord, we're asking, Lord God, that you give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of these words of wisdom that we are about to read. Lord God, that we might apply them to our hearts and to our minds, and that our souls, amen, follow after them hard. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, bless, heal, and deliver in the midst of us, even right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. We're reading and hearing, and you're hearing today from Proverbs chapters 14 and 15 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. The wise woman builds her house, but the foolish pulls it down with her hands. Glory to God. One little second. I apologize. Having a little bit of a technical difficulty here. All right, let me begin anew. The wise woman builds her house, but the foolish pulls it down with her hands. He who walks in his uprightness fears the Lord, but he who is perverse in his ways despises him. And the mouth of a fool is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise will preserve them. Where no oxen are, the trough is clean, but much increase comes by the strength of an ox. A faithful witness does not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. A scoffer seeks wisdom and does not find it, but knowledge is easy to him who understands. Go from the presence of a foolish man when you do not perceive in him the lips of knowledge. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. Fools mock at sin, but among the upright there is favor. The heart knows its own bitterness, and a stranger does not share its joy. The house of the wicked will be overthrown, but the tent of the upright will flourish. There is a way that seems right to a man, but the end is the way of death. Even in laughter, the heart may sorrow, and the end of mirth may be grief. The backslider in heart will be filled with his own ways, but a good man will be satisfied from above.
The simple believes every word, but the prudent considers well his steps. A wise man fears and departs from evil, but a fool rages and is self-confident. A quick-tempered man acts foolishly, and a man of wicked intentions is hated. The simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. The evil will bow before the good, and the wicked at the gates of the righteous. The poor man is hated even by his own neighbor, but the rich has many friends. He who despises his neighbor sins, but he who has mercy on the poor, happy is he. Do they not go astray who devise evil? But mercy and truth belong to those who devise good. In all labor there is profit, but idle chatter leads only to poverty. The crown of the wise is their riches, but the foolishness of fools is folly. A true witness delivers souls, but a deceitful witness speaks lies. In the fear of the Lord there is strong confidence, and his children will have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to turn one away from the snares of death. In a multitude of people is a king's honor, but in the lack of people is the downfall of a prince. He who is slow to wrath has great understanding, but he who is impulsive exalts folly. A sound heart is life to the body, but envy is rottenness to the bones. He who oppresses the poor reproaches his maker, but he who honors him has mercy on the needy. The wicked is banished in his wickedness, but the righteous has a refuge in his death. Wisdom rests in the heart of him who has understanding, but what is in the heart of fools is made known. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. The king's favor is toward a wise servant, but his wrath is against him who causes shame. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly, but the mouth of fools pours forth foolishness. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness is in it breaks the spirit. A fool despises his father's instruction, but he who receives correction is prudent. In the house of the righteous there is much treasure, but in the revenue of the wicked is trouble. The lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the fool does not do so. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. The way of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but he loves him who follows righteousness. Harsh discipline is for him who forsakes the way, and he who hates correction will die. Hail and destruction are before the Lord, so how much more the hearts of the sons of men? A scoffer does not love one who corrects him, nor will he go to the wise. A merry heart makes a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. The heart of him who has understanding seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fools feeds on foolishness. All the days of the afflicted are evil, but he who is of a merry heart has a continual feast. Better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure with trouble. Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a fatted calf with hatred. A wrathful man stirs up strife, but he who is slow to anger allays contention. The way of the lazy man is like a hedge of thorns, but the way of the upright is a highway, glad, but a foolish son despises his mother. Folly is joy to him who is destitute of discernment, but a man of understanding walks uprightly. Without counsel, plans go awry, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established. A man has joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good it is. The way of life wends upward for the wise, that he may turn away from hell below. The Lord will destroy the house of the proud, and he will establish the boundary of the widow. The thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord, but the words of the pure are pleasant. He who is greedy for gain troubles his own house, but he who hates bribes will live. The heart of the righteous studies how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours forth evil. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eyes rejoices the heart, and a good report makes the bones healthy. The ear that hears the rebuke of life will abide among the wise. He who disdains instruction despises his own soul, but he who heeds rebuke gets understanding. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. I have read and you have heard from Proverbs chapters 14 and 15 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus, God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you. I hope you will continue to join me as we continue in this journey through a year in the word. Amen.